Well, yes, he is Phil Hendry, and this is Margaret Gray. That's who I am, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with myself, Margaret Gray, and Bud Dickman.
Yes, Bud Dickman and General Galen Shaw.
Yes, this is I was going to say General Galen Shaw. Not General. Well, I know. I just said General because I guess I'm still waking up. And here's Robert Leonard. General Galen Shaw. And I'm Robert Leonard.
It's Phil Hendry. How you doing this morning, General?
Well, don't start getting cute with me, all right? It's early.
I know it's early, but it's also, for some of us, it's late, you know.
Well, that's because you don't sleep, Phil. So a lot of people should know this. We get up early, but Phil's been awake all night.
A lot of times I am. I got a very, I don't think it's any secret to anybody that's been listening to me for a while, you know, that I've got insomnia.
Yeah, well, you know, so long as we don't mind any of these problems that you've got, Phil.
You know, General's going to tell you something.
Yeah, thank you, but we don't mind any of these problems you've got so long as you don't bore us with them, you know?
Yeah, sometimes it takes up too much of the show.
Oh, does it really?
Well, don't start getting your feelings hurt. You just go on and on.
Yeah, just try to limit the time you spend going on and on and on and on and on, you know?
Yeah, that's what Bud is saying there, sounding like he ought to be sitting on a street corner just selling puppies and then giving the money to the man that sent him down there. What I'm saying...
What are you talking about?
I'm saying don't... Go on a big, long thing about your insomnia.
Well, I think I will, then. I think that's exactly... Hi, everybody. This is Phil Hendry. And...
You did the puke. Did you know that?
What is the puke?
What we agreed to tell you about.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're the one that told us...
All right. What I told them not to... I asked the crew to tell me if I start to puke like an announcer.
Yeah, you went like, hi there, buddy. When you do that, you know, I don't blame you, Phil. It bothers me, too.
Yes, so go ahead.
Never mind, you know.
Come on, sir. Don't be a baby.
I was going to say that I'm slightly different from everybody. I do. I have an insomnia problem. And you're right. Thank you very much, General, and the rest of you guys for telling me that I was going into puke mode when I went, hi there.
Are you crying?
No, I'm clearing my throat. I've got...
That phlegm, too.
Everybody's got this. Let me just say, Patsy has this thing. And, you know, the general, what's the guy's name? Harvey Wyman. He had it for the longest time, that phlegm ball.
Harvey's never going to get rid of that phlegm ball, so don't worry about that. That is a permanent fixture in the throat of Harvey Wyman. World famous Phil Hendry Show today. We do have Justin Bieber settling a lawsuit for paparazzo altercation. Matter of fact, we do have Harvey Wyman to discuss that with us when we get to our... we're going to have a...
Yeah, probably going to have at least one edition today of the... Harvey Wyman Newsbreak here on The Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you.
But you don't have to do the whole announcement. Just say it and be done with it, for God's sake.
I did. I said, on a Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, today, on a Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, because you're getting into that puke mode. That Phil, is that right, Phil?
Yeah, but, you know, okay, thank you. He likes to do the announcing.
Yeah, today... What do you mean, he likes to? Now you treat me like the guy, who's got the kid with a puppy.
What guy that has a kid with a puppy?
You're the one that came up with the whole analogy of him being some kid on the street corner selling puppies, okay? Anyway, folks.
All right, God damn, get a load of this guy.
Yeah, but Simon's back it down a notch.
You did really, Phil. Just back it down. Ease it back.
I'm easing things back. If I ease them back anymore... I'm going to take my hands off the wheel, and this entire thing is going to crash. Don't say anything. Phil Hendry Show. All right, Harvey Wyman, what are we doing? Wait, hold on for a minute. What's wrong?
Why don't you turn that down? Why are we doing news break now?
Because I wanted to do news break now, you know?
Because you wanted...
I want to do news break now because Harvey is on a limited budget, limited scale. I don't know what he... Harvey, welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, thanks. Let me say something. General, I got two meetings that I got to be in this morning, General. That's why I wanted to get this out of the way. And this is what Phil was talking about. I've got the problem.
You got the phlegm ball.
Yeah, I've got this phlegm that I've got from the cold that I had. So.
All right, well, I didn't know that you had to get on your merry way here.
Yeah, I got to get on my way. But I can tell you this much, there's nothing merry about it. But this morning on Newsbreak, Phil, what we have is, as you were talking, and it's a big story, and everyone knows the fame and everyone knows everything there is to know about this kid, Justin Bieber. He has...
Justin Bieber.
Yes, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber has settled a... What is this? Is it a settled a swede? A swallow? A swallow?
A swallow? A lawsuit.
A lawsuit. Okay, a lawsuit by a father cower. A lawsuit by a father.
The word is photographer, Harvey. Are you not really grasping the... are you still having...
Look, don't give me analysis, okay?
You are still having problems with your eyes, though, aren't you?
Sounds like it, Harvey.
No, I'm not having problems with my eyes. I need new eyeglasses. I need new sunglasses, yes, but I also need new eyeglasses. I got a little tiny granddaughter that I love very much who...
Why don't you have your daughter bring you the glasses?
I tell her that every day, and she has... I get the bozo.
Is your daughter trying to screw you up?
No, she's not. She's in bed half the time. Anyway,
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber has settled a lawsuit by a photographer who accused the singer of
kicking.
I heard you the first time.
Well, Harvey, if you can't get the word right, then why wouldn't we be irritated?
I think I'm talking to Phil. I'm not talking to you.
I understand.
I'm talking to Phil. I'm not talking to you.
All right, you're talking to me. I get it.
And punching him. Punching him outside of South California.
Southern California, for God's sake.
Oh, what a bunch of pussies, man. I swear to
Don't talk about that, Harvey. They are pussies.
You guys really are pussies, you know? I miss a few words.
You're every day that we had this, and we're bringing this back for the first time in 2 weeks, you're always messing it up, man. Okay?
Yeah, all right, man. I'm always messing up, man. At least I'm a well... And in court, you want to see me. I'm a bat out of hell in court. Hey, by the way, can I ask you guys a question? I don't want to read any more of this garbage. You need any more of this?
Well, it's the Justin Bieber story.
Yeah, this guy is the photographer's Jose something or other, and he sued this Bieber or whatever it is.
Bieber. Okay, what did you want to say?
You know, I'm about this close to hanging the phone up.
Well, Harvey, if you cannot, as they say, if you can't do the job, then why don't you get back on the bus?
What?
All right, what do you want to say?
I want to say, has anybody there watched the... People versus OJ.
Oh, yeah, I was watching it this morning.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. That is the worst written, TV show about I'm clearing my throat, you jackpot.
He's clearing his throat, bud.
No. No. Just let him. Go ahead, Harvey.
That's the worst written thing that I've ever seen in my life.
I was going to ask you about that, and I gotta share your opinion on that. You know.
Well, I'm not done yet, so you can check in and share your opinion in a minute. What I wanted to say.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, wait, just a minute here, man. We're having an exchange. We're not doing speech making. Would you pick that up, please?
What?
The piece of paper you dropped at my feet.
Look, Phil, I appreciate your opinion. No question at all. I appreciate... Oh, man, that kid needs its diaper.
Sorry.
My granddaughter's diaper has got to be loaded right now. Oh, man. Turn that fan on. Excuse me, Phil, for just a minute. Turn that fan on there. Yeah, and turn the other fan on there. Okay. I would tell you that can you hear that?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whew, God damn, my granddaughter just dropped one. Is she all right?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if she's going to be okay. I want to make sure the kid's okay.
Well, why wouldn't she be all right?
Because she unloaded in her diaper. I'm telling you right now.
It is a perfectly normal thing, Harvey. It's not anything to worry about. It's certainly not anything to get concerned over.
Well, what she let go in her diaper, I have never encountered the likes of this at all. Yeah.
Well, what are you talking about, the way it looks?
I'm talking about the way it smells, all right? Now,
all right, forget about that, and let's get back to this, whatever the hell it is we're talking about.
What we're talking is this, People versus OJ.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is the worst thing I've ever... I mean, you talk about lousy writing, and the cartoon caricature of each of the... that are in the movie, right?
Yeah, the characters in the movie.
Yeah, they're badly written. They're rendered as cartoon land. John Travolta is, I think he's a great actor, don't get me wrong. And they've got some good actors in this.
Well, I understand they have Nathan Lane, and obviously, they've got some other good ones. They have Bruce Greenwood.
Oh, yeah. Terrific actors.
Well, I haven't seen it. So what are you saying? Is it boring?
It's not so much boring as it is weird. You know, they you think you're watching a comedy.
Yeah, a lot of people saying that.
I heard people comment that this was a satire, you know.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? They got a satire. I mean, the thing opens up with the murder scene. You see two people laying there with the blood and everything, so I don't know what they're going for there.
Well, yeah, but I think what you're talking about, this is more of a stylized thing. It might be more of a movie of the week style. There's a lot of exposition and there's a lot of storytelling. Now then.
All right, Margaret, you don't have to give us your whole Hollywood thing.
I'm not giving you the Hollywood thing. I'm telling you there's a lot of exposition and storytelling, and that is very dry stuff, and you've got to get it up somehow. That's my feeling, Phil.
Well, I mean, if you want to tell that story, and that's why a lot of people will tell stories of...
Can I go now? Because when Phil gets started...
Yeah, go ahead. No, wait a second, okay?
You're not...
Well, get him back on the line, because no one's allowed to hang up. Harvey?
I pretended, okay?
What do you mean you pretended?
What everybody's saying breakfast around here. I pretended to hang up.
All right, goodbye.
Hey, wait.
So, you know, the thing of it is when these shows, when they're telling a story, you know?
Yeah?
Never mind, you guys are looking bored already.
Well, Phil, I just want to know, are we allowed to go while you're talking? Can we go get things to drink? And...
Sure, go right ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I go too?
Go ahead, Robert.
No, I just got to put money in the meter.
What do you mean, money in the meter?
I parked down the street.
So I'm by myself here. What I was going to say was that, you know what? Forget it. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We're going to be right back here. We have with us today Jay Sanis, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jared Fogle has been beaten up in prison. We also have Chelsea Handler with a brand new talk show on Netflix. And North Korea has sentenced a U.S. tourist for 15 years in prison because he stole some poster or something. It's weird. It's getting weirder all the time. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Weapons concealed. I'm ready to kill. So tested.
World famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And Phil will be right back after these scintillating and exciting messages. I'm General Galen Shaw. Go ahead, drop down, give it a little peck, and we'll be friends.
Growing out sandwiches, niggas.
That's nice.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show, and now here's Phil.
Thank you.
We're back, Phil. We're here doing our announcing, but I had to go and make some tea.
I buttered some toast. You want some?
What did you butter? Oh, what an ass. It's getting you guys back, man. Forgive me all that lip this morning.
We're just making commentary.
Yeah, just making commentary and what?
Never mind.
All right, sports fans. I wanted to... I guess I won't... What was the other thing I wanted to mention?
Well, you have... I know you got Jay Sanis on the phone.
Jay Sanis is going to be with us here in a second. I thought there was one other little piece of info that we had. Okay. Oh, you know what? If you visit our website, philhendryshow.com, you'll see sometime in the afternoon we will post a recommended backstage pass member clip. So if you have a BSP, check out our homepage. In the afternoons, we're going to start more regularly posting what we think is a good BSP clip. Today, I think we posted what, bud?
That's about the St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, when David G. Hall was on.
Yeah, this was from 2002. David G. Hall forced me to drink green beer and sing what he called Irish mix songs. So that is our recommended clip today for our backstage pass members. If you don't have a BSP, if you're not a member of our BSP family, by all means, get a backstage pass, a month, a year. You have access to the largest archive of radio show anywhere. And our radio show is, man... You know, there's radio shows, then there's radio shows.
Well, that's the truth. And the one that Phil has done, frankly, I think, and I think a lot of people join me, Phil should have been put in a hospital and just locked away for a while, like that dead girl.
Oh, did you watch that the other night?
Yeah, I did.
Excuse me, I'm saying something.
That dead girl was bitching.
I thought that was amazing.
Excuse me. Forget it.
All right. So I should have been locked away in the basement of a nut house, covered with like Saran wrap or something, nude and chained to a wall.
Well, all except the nude part. You know what? You got a point. Yeah.
That dead girl, Phil. This is a film that Phil had recommended, and we saw it the other night, Frank and I. It was quite amazing.
Yeah, dead girl's cool. Of all the horror movies that we've been catching up on, that sucker is badass. And
what's it about?
It's about these teenagers that go into this, they go into it. I think it's kind of like based on that. Is that Cropsey, Robert?
Yeah, Cropsey was like a...
Yeah, he's a nutsack.
Wait, man, I'm telling a story. Cropsey was like an urban legend of some guy that lived in a what used to be an insane asylum on Long Island. Yeah, well, they found the guy, didn't they?
No, they didn't find the guy. They found some dude who was, I believe, a murderer of some kind. But he wasn't some spooky supernatural cat. He was actually, I don't think he was guilty at all.
No, if you're talking about the Cropsey story, I think he was innocent, but he had a very strange look about him, and people were frightened of him.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I think it was based on, you know. And these guys go into this insane asylum. It's long since been evacuated. You know, it's long since in disuse. And they find way, way back in the back of this place, chained to a wall, a naked girl. She's covered in like this clear plastic, and she's alive. And what happens after that, I don't want to say.
Well, yes, please don't, because it is rather vile and disgusting. That was the part of it. But what I liked about it, now that you remind me of the film, you know something? This is going to be interesting. I'm disgusted by it.
Well, you said you liked it. Now you're saying you don't.
And you know something? I'm entitled to change my mind.
Wait a minute. You said it was great. Margaret, you changed the whole conversation about how great it was.
Well, now I'm changing my mind back. I think Dead Girl is a disgusting defecation of a film. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay.
What? Wait. Well, I still think it's good.
Well, you would, Phil, because it features a decaying woman who is long dead, but is in her own way a zombie. And she's being sexually assaulted.
Yeah, okay, now let me ask some. Can you sexually assault a dead woman?
Well, she's not really dead.
Yeah, that's the thing, Miss Evans, not really dead.
Oh, yes, she is. Yes, she is, remember? She was, like, decaying and stuff.
What do you mean, decaying?
Oh, I don't want to go into it, but you could tell. But the movie made it very clear that she was dead.
No, I don't think so.
Wait a minute, was she a zombie or not? Wasn't she...
Yeah, she was zombified. From whatever, like, when they had the rage virus, when it blew through that neighborhood.
When the rage virus blew through that I have to...
Hey, watch it.
I've got to hurt him.
No, wait. Get away from me.
Get away? Oh, wait, look at him. He's all...
Margaret, I mean, it's a fantasy film, so... certainly it's a message that, you know, you don't want to take literally, but this woman is chained... This girl, whatever she is chained to that wall, but she's dead.
Well, and how do you know that?
Because the name of the movie is Dead Girl. Oh, man, he burned you.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, that's the name of the movie, Dead Girl. She's dead. So can you sexually assault a dead girl? Anyway, that brought out, in my opinion, the evil and the nasty nature of the boys, not the girl. I mean, after a while, you were rooting for her.
Well, you know, that's a very good point.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, but I was too.
Boy, I gotta see this one. So you're actually rooting for the zombie in this one. Yeah, she's kind of a zombie. Yeah, she's gotta be a zombie because she's not dead. And they do take advantage of her, you know, and they she's chained to this wall, so she can't do much about it. But finally, well...
Don't let anyone know what happens.
Yeah, when she finally gets...
You just shut up, Butter. I'm gonna kick your ass. So go see that. That's a Phil Hendry show recommended movie. Dead Girl, yeah.
Baby girl, I just want to see you.
Check this out. Jared Fogle reportedly beaten up in prison. This is the story that we have here. Now, you know Jared Fogle. This is the guy that was the... would you turn that down, bud, before I reach over and rip your tongue right...
What are you talking about?
Turn it down, bud. Now, this Jared Fogle, a lot of you people are listening, you know who he was. He was this guy that was the spokesman for this Subway. You ever go in there and get the lean beef or anything like that?
Well, yes, I've gone into Subway and had... what do you mean, the lean beef?
Well, they've got the variety of sandwiches, and I think one of them is lean. I know you like the light ham.
Yes, well, that's what I get, the light hams. And...
Yeah, they also got the foot-long tuna.
Yeah, can we not run through the menu over there at Subway?
We're not doing that, fellas. If you ever go into... I'm trying to get people up to speed on what the story is.
All right, well, do you mind? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's all in fairness, sir.
All right.
Now, the Subway is a series of sandwich shops, and you go in and they have a variety of things. They have the foot-long lean beef. I think they've got the extra lean... they have hot dogs? I don't know. I love to go in there, and a lot of times because of my heart, my blood pressure, I get the foot-long pepperoncini with the lean tuna. You know?
Yes, well, those are and the lean...
Will you guys knock it off with the lean this and lean that?
No, man.
Well, what does it sound... Oh, wow, you think it sounds all sexual, huh? Hey, just...
Be laughing at.
You know something, Henry? The more I work with you, the more I'm convinced you got all kinds of problems.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, I do. And I could get rid of five of them right now if I fired all you guys.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Get your feelings all hurt.
In any event...
You look at Aunt Margaret. She's...
Well, I'm just looking to see if you're going to say anything else. That was very rude.
Look at Mark. All right, Catgut, just say, there you go. This is what happens to him, folks. He's just... Go ahead. So, Jared Fogle is this pedophile that used to be the spokesman for the different lean sandwiches, all right?
Yeah, can I just ask you something?
No, you may not. Now, he went to prison because of this child, whatever you call it, a 16-year sentence... As a pedophile, he got tackled and punched in the face by a 60-year-old armed robber, according to TMZ. The guy's name is Stephen Nigg, age 60.
Damn, do you know that guy's name?
Shut up, man.
Hey, watch it.
Easy.
Hey, shut up, bud.
I'm gonna kick your ass, man.
Hey! Come on. I hear you say anything, bud, anything other than N-I-G-G, and so help me God, they'll find you dangling from that telephone pole outside.
Oh, wow, that's totally out of World War II.
Yeah, that's right.
That is kind of an evil image, Phil.
Hey, you know what? If you can't beat him, join him, man. Donald Trump's throwing that stuff around, so why not?
Donald Trump, or...
I said Donald Trump.
Well, it's not fair to attack Donald Trump just because you want to hang a guy from...
You guys shut up and go ahead.
You're telling me to shut up and go ahead?
Yes.
Just read the story.
All right, so this Jared Fogle, you know, and he was a spokesman for the sandwich joint.
Now he gets his ass beat in prison, and what we're going to do is, I said that I think it would be a very interesting thing if we could get on the line here, Jay Santos of the, there he is. Hi, Jay, General Shaw.
Hi, General, good morning, and Phil, how are you doing?
Great. Hey, Jay, listen, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you know, and everything that you do, what do you think of this Jared Fogle getting beat up in prison?
Well, you know, General, it's easy for us to say that, you know, we kind of, you know, get off on it, I suppose, is all people will say. You know, they get off on it. And
What do you mean, get off? You mean they like it?
Right, they like it. And
well, that was my first feeling.
Well, I know that we want a pedophile to be beaten up, but you have to understand...
You mean beaten up?
Beaten up. You're absolutely right, Miss Gray. Beaten up. You have to understand, though, this very... If you could not interrupt me, because this is very serious...
Well, the word was...
I know what the word was, because this is very, very important to me. I, as a law enforcement officer, or if you want to say, as a Citizens Auxiliary Police, you know, auxiliary police officer... I believe that we must enforce the laws, and the United States of America does not have cruel and unusual punishment. We believe in putting someone in prison, and you stay in prison, and they stay in prison, but they don't, you know, not gonna have them get, you know, fondled or, you know, that kind of thing, nor are they to be beat up.
So when you heard about this...
When I heard about it, I had mixed feelings, Mr. Henry. On the one hand, of course I don't like a pedophile. Of course I don't want to see some, you know, pedophile allowed to just roam free along the prison yard where he can just go fondle anybody that he wants.
Let me tell you something, my man. He's not going to fondle anybody in prison.
Well, you know what I'm saying. And
well, no, I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying, on the one hand, I don't like a pedophile. On the other hand, you know, I have to say that when I heard about him getting beat up, there was a part of me that was watching it happen, and I was thinking, yeah. I'm sorry.
Jay, this is...
You did this the other day as well, Jay.
I understand.
This is a very emotional thing, for there's some part of you...
You're all right, Mr. Los Santos? What happened?
I'm sorry, General. What happens to me is I think about the injustice... of some of these people in, you know, that are allowed to be out there in prison, and this guy's ruined lives, you know. So when I heard about him getting beat up, part of me was saying that's wrong, because just like Mr. Henry said, and like I also said, which I just now said, but Mr. Henry said it maybe earlier, don't know if you said earlier in your show or not, Mr. Henry.
Yes, I did, about the cruel and unusual punishment.
Right, about cruel and unusual punishment. And I would say this. I don't believe that people should be put in prison to be tortured or to be beat up or any of that. But when I heard about it, I could see it happening. I could see this 60-year-old guy. Boy, and I was thinking, just kick his ass, kick his ass. Bam! Yeah, man.
Oh. Yeah, you are definitely under a lot of emotional strain.
Well, you know something, Phil? I'll tell you a little story. I was in jail, not for a long time, but I got put in jail as a youth. I was 19 years old, and we thought it would be fun to stick up a hot dog stand. And it's the worst mistake I ever made. I got put inside. I was given a six-month stretch over the youth authority. And it was at that time that I got my, I mouthed off to a guy.
Now, I haven't heard this story at all, Jay.
So no wonder you're not being hired by police.
No. It's got nothing. I don't want to be hired by police. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is me paying back society for what I did.
So what happened?
We got arrested for sticking up a hot dog stand. It's right over here. I don't know if you know the one, that little Culver hot dog stand.
Yeah, it's got that red and, like a red and yellow umbrella.
Right, yeah, it's the one. And guys, like old man Fisher or Leon sometimes works.
Yeah, sometimes Leon works. Leon, a lot of times, is the kielbasa's.
Right, that's exactly right. And so we stuck up that a hot dog stand, and guy had four lousy greens, a cheap creep, you know. We wound up going inside for that for 6 months at the California Youth Authority. And the first time I was out there, I realized that, I had to kind of establish my turf on the yard, and I sort of let everybody know, that I was in town. I'm trying to sound like a big shot or anything, but I just said there's a sheriff in town. And
then you got your ass kicked.
Well, it didn't happen quite that fast, but...
Yeah, but that's what happened.
Yeah, I said, there's a sheriff in town. I walked down to the other end of the yard, and I got set upon by four or five. I just want to say, I'm not racist or anything, but they did appear to be of the south of the border people. And
yeah, okay, Jay. So anyway, you got roughed up and beat up, and you were in the youth authority, and now you're out, and now you're living a life that is exemplary, and we appreciate that very, very much. What about Jared Vogel and what prompted this beating?
It sounded like you lisped there.
You said, what prompted this beating?
Yeah. Do you want to take it again?
Sure. Thank you. What prompted this beating?
All right, Phil. What prompted it was the fact that this guy, Mr. Nigg, was apparently someone...
Now, hold on for a minute. What are you laughing at?
I'm going to beat you. Hey! Come on. Ow! He hit me.
That's right.
Man, just try to use that word. I didn't say anything. All I did was laugh.
Bud... Don't do it, man. Don't do it, Barnes. Don't do it.
What are you doing? Is that that line from Platoon?
Yeah. Go ahead, Jay.
All right, thank you. Jared Fogel was put in jail, and he was and is there to serve his sentence, his 16 years being in jail. And this guy, Nigg, saw him and said, I think it's time to go ahead and dish out a little bit of the punishment around here and beat the guy. And when they told me that, when I read it in the paper, I was just, imagining that day that I got my, ass kicked. And I was thinking, just kick his ass, man. I mean...
Every time you remember that...
Yeah, well, it's just...
Are you remembering yourself getting your ass kicked?
Not really. It's a little bit of payback, because I didn't deserve it at all, but this Fogel guy does. And I said, to my wife, I said, yeah, man. And
I don't know that this was the best.
It doesn't sound to me like you're still dealing with some issues, Jay.
I'm not dealing with any issues other than a guy like this. It's a tough one, Phil.
Well, what we talked about and what I think is still very relevant is if you're in prison, there's a certain set of behaviors. There's certain things that you're expected to do. You've lost your freedoms. You are at the beck and the call of the staff there, and you do what you're told. But I don't think there's anything about going to prison that says you got to be beat up, or in some cases raped, or
Jesus, Phil. I mean,
that's. I wish you wouldn't talk about that, because that right away caused a little bit of a cringe.
But you know what I'm saying.
Well, I do.
So what I'm saying is. that as much as we despise the crime that this guy committed and the man himself, we're civilized people. We have a this is the American prison system, and I don't think that we torture people. As far as I'm concerned, that's what that is.
Yeah, this guy's touching on kids and everything.
You know, I don't agree with Bud, but I don't agree with you.
Yes, I think that's a good way of saying it. But we don't agree with Bud, but we don't agree with you. In other words, we are smack dab right down the middle on this, that I would go to Mr. Fogel's rescue there in the prison yard, but I would grind a heel into his eye.
Oh, man, really?
Margaret, so in other words, sadistically...
I think I understand, sir, what Ms. Gray is saying.
Yes, I would. I would grind a heel...
I understand you. On the one hand, you want the man to be, you know, not molested. On the other hand, you're like, you know, just God, man, get him. I got to.
Yeah, you may want to lay down or something.
We apologize, Jay, for putting you through this.
This was probably not the best topic for you, huh?
I don't know. Man.
All right, Jay Santos, ladies and gentlemen, on the Phil Henry Show. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah!
Well, what are you laughing at?
What I'm laughing at was that guy was in no shape to talk about this. Whose idea was that?
Well, but that talking about incarceration and everything.
I told Robert, you know, why don't you get that Santos? He's about as strange an animal as there's ever been. And
all right, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. To give you the rest of the story here, yeah, the guy's name was Stephen Nigg, 60, left Fogel with a bloody nose, swollen face, scratches on his neck after the recreation yard beatdown. It was in January. This guy is serving time on gun charges at Colorado's Federal Correctional Institution. His brother said that, Mr. Nigg's brother said that his brother, the guy that's incarcerated, should never be around these pedophiles because they are, you know, they just, he wants to kill a man every time he sees one.
Well, who the hell doesn't? That's some kind of news.
Yeah, I suppose in prison.
Oh, yes, that is what I've, my understanding is. In prison, you don't ever put those, you don't ever mix them in a general population. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey. You know about prison, right?
No, I don't know about prison per se.
I think you're right. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Yeah.
What is with this guy Drake anyway?
Well, this is a song. It's called Know Yourself.
Well, he sounds like he's got a. Sounds like he put a nail. Somebody put a nail through his head, and it's interrupting some of the electoral.
Yeah. Okay.
It is.
Phil Henry Show here. Chelsea Handler has got a show coming up.
Yeah, what else is new?
She's always got a show.
Well, this is going to be a talk show, man, and it's going to be 3 days a week.
Now, let me just tell everyone, Phil, that this Chelsea Handler talk show is a first for Netflix, because while Netflix does have shows that repeat from one season to the next, you see?
Yeah.
This show will be 3 days a week, and it will be on the schedule as a sort of a constant, you know.
No, the question is it...
No, but do you understand?
Yeah, we understand. It's going to be 3 days a week.
3 days a week instead of once a week.
No, not once a week. Let's say you were on F is for Family, right?
Yeah, that was a Netflix show, right, Phil?
Yeah.
All right, and they were released all at once. So there were six or seven or however many episodes, but they were all released at once. This will not be that way.
All right, so this will be more like a regular TV show.
Yes, except it'll be on Netflix, and it will be released 3 days a week, but you won't know which week. I don't know how to...
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know, General.
All right, never mind. What it is a... Chelsea Handler Netflix show will air 3 days a week starting on May the 11th. It ought to be a very, very interesting... you know, it might be a fun thing to watch because the Chelsea Handler show is fantastic. In fact, we were talking to Brody last weekend. Hey, Don, you know Brody Stevens?
Oh, yeah, I know Brody very well. He's a funny man.
Brody has worked on the Chelsea Handler show and has nothing but great things to say about her. And now the show is...
Brody Stevens was at Phil's Phil Henry and Friends.
Yeah, that's my understanding. I would say it... Chelsea Handler coming back to television, Phil, is a an exciting coming back to, I say, a talk show format, because she was doing a documentary of some kind.
What was that documentary? Was it Chelsea Handler explaining history or something?
I don't know.
And I tried to find information on it today before I came on the program, but to no avail. I don't know whether they just went ahead and took all the episodes and, you know, bulk erased them.
Well, I'm sure they didn't. By the way, folks, we have Don Mixa here, our reporter at large, professor of engineering, recently at the University of Washington. Now he's, as we say, our reporter at large and is filing stories for a lot of different people. So tell us about this show and what are the strengths, what are the weaknesses, etc.
Well, you know, Phil, I was happy to do this show because I've been a big Chelsea Handler fan for a long time, as I know everybody is. She's a funny lady. She's also a woman who is very upfront with her sexuality, and I think that's one of the things that makes Chelsea Handler attractive. And she, of course, has that name, Handler, and I think there's a part of the process here in selling the show that the name Chelsea Handler, it's an invitation, I think, to go ahead and handle the merchandise as opposed to not handle the merchandise.
In other words, you think that they're marketing her sexually? I don't see that at all.
Well, I not in an overt way, you know.
But what does overt mean? It means like obvious.
Yeah.
What?
It means obvious.
Yeah, it means obvious.
But just listen, will you? Listen and learn, all right?
Yeah, I just don't know what overt means.
We already told you, okay?
Overt, yeah.
There's that guy that was that agent, Mike Overt.
That's it, Mike Overt, the agent.
That's great. In fact, I know Mike Ovitz, and I don't think you'd appreciate that anyway.
What are you talking about?
Bud, will you shut up?
Bud, shut up before I swear to God, I've got a right hand here that's seen everything.
Yeah, I'll bet it has.
Well, you little... Hey, come on, will you?
You guys want me to hang up?
No.
All right, so Chelsea Handler, with the name Handler, almost invites you to handle the merchandise, you know. And when you look at the history of Chelsea Handler in the media over the last 2, 3, 4 years, what you are seeing more often than not are photographs of a woman who is showing herself in the altogether, Margaret.
Well, I know there have been a few photographs of her partially unclothed.
Yeah, some that are partial and some that, quite frankly, are not so partial. And I think what it is a very smart packaging so that when you turn the show on, and I know that when I turn on the new Netflix show, and I'm looking here, Phil, the premiere is going to be on May the 11th.
You sounded like you're, are you okay? You weren't looking.
Yeah, I had a little bit of acid reflux. I suffer from that the same way as everybody else on the show.
Yeah.
So but this is going to run 3 days a week. And you are going to be expecting, when you see her come on the program, you know, you're going to be almost expecting to see her walk out on stage, turn around, and pull her pants down. Now, what do I mean by that?
Oh, come on.
No, but here's what I mean by that.
I have not seen any overt, as I'll use the word again, but sexualizing of this show.
No, but I think the message is, since Chelsea Handler was doing that, a lot of that in magazines and a lot of that in different publications, there's a great chance that she's going to come out on stage, and now it's the Chelsea Handler show. She'll come out. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Turn around and pull her pants down and say, get a good long look at this, and then we can get that out of the way. That's what I would do. And I talked to Lyle Jeffries, who is one of the producers, and I said, why don't you just go ahead and get it out of the way at the beginning of the program?
Get what out of the way?
The expectation, you know?
Well, I don't know that there's an expectation. Look, Chelsea Handler is known as a very free-spirited woman. She's obviously very, very... you know, she's an aggressive, an alpha female type. She certainly probably intimidates a lot of men, but I think that's what makes her exciting and fun and funny for a lot of people, especially women. But I don't think that means that she's some kind of an exhibitionist or just, dare I say, loose or blue. And you're expecting blue.
I do. I told Vlad Kilgore, who is one of the producers on the program, I said, is she going to come out there loose and blue? And he said, you know, we're going to go blue. I don't know how blue, and she'll be loose, you know.
Now, when you say loose and blue, what are you
talking about, sexual in content?
Well, more than that, we're talking about, graphic sexuality, you know.
Graphic sexuality.
Yeah, well, but to the extent that you can do it on television. So when...
Yeah, we're talking about cable, though, man.
That's right. Cable TV now, you can do anything.
Oh, for instance, all I'm saying is, if you listen to what I'm saying,
We're listening.
All right. If she's going to come out, good evening. I'm Chelsea Handler. Turn around and pull her pants down and bend over.
All right. Now you're saying bend over.
Well, I think that from what she's done in the past.
All right. So this is a ridiculous expectation. I don't think you're going to see that. I don't think she would do it. You know, and I don't think that it's going to help the show.
I don't. How do you know she wouldn't do it? I mean, it's a very, very, as I said, it would be in keeping with her personality. It's a little kind of coquettish, a little kind of funny. You know, she bends over and just ha-ha and spreads, you know, spreads a little bit. It's a cute thing to do.
There's nothing cute about that. If that was my daughter, what do you mean cute? That's absolutely pornographic.
It sounds obscene.
No, wait, you're not understanding what I'm saying.
We totally understand what you're saying, Don. You're saying she walks out, hi, I'm Chelsea Handler, turns around and pulls her pants down and bends over and spreads the cheeks of her ass.
Okay, you see how Phil's laughing?
He's laughing at the absurdity of it.
It's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, Phil, I think you got, you know, the general gave you a lane, as they say in politics, and man, you went ahead and floored it all the way down to the end of the freeway, and then just pow, just an explosion, and everybody's driving by you in morning rush hour traffic while you're sitting there burning, you know, alive.
You mind telling us what you're talking about now?
What I'm talking about.
You're talking about Chelsea Handler's new show and whether it's going to be graphically sexual. I don't see how that's possible. It's three nights a week. It's a talk show.
Well, it is a talk show, but you have to realize that you have certain freedoms, as Bud was saying.
Well, so the freedom they're going to use, if they are sexually free, they might have her do some sketches where they're partially clad, or they might do sexually themed sketches or bits. But for her to come out at the beginning of the program and pull her pants down and bend over, you know.
And you don't think that sounds like Chelsea Handler?
I mean, as a gag, maybe one-shot joke, yeah, you know, it sounds like her, but not every damn night.
Well, they're going to have to somehow fulfill the expectations, NFL, of a lot of guys. And I'm one of them. I'm the kind of guy. Do you guys remember that song? It wasn't Sir Mix-a-Lot, but it was another guy. He said, I'm the kind of guy, and I'm the kind of guy, you know. And he was really digging into some guy and trying to tell him, I'm the kind of guy I'm going to pick you. I'm the kind of guy.
What are you saying now?
It was a song by one of these early hip-hop artists that said, I'm the kind of guy.
And you're okay.
Well, this is the kind of guy I am. I'm the kind of guy, you know. You understand, Phil?
Yeah, you're the kind of guy.
I'm the kind of guy that I want to turn on the TV. Here's Chelsea Handler. All right. You know, I love her. She's funnier than hell. She's gorgeous. I think she's really hot looking. She comes out, says, hi, everybody. It's Chelsea Handler. She turns around, unbuttons her jeans, pulls her pants and underwear down, bends over, and you don't think that's funny?
No.
Then why are you laughing?
I'm laughing at you thinking that it is.
That is the butt. You know something, pal? If that was my, like I said, if it was my daughter, I think I'd find the director of the show, the producer, in fact, the entire network, all the guys that run the network, and I'd drop them out of an airplane at 30,000 feet. How does that feel?
That's psychotic.
Well, there you go. There you go.
So you would drop guys out.
Look, what we're talking about here, Don, is something that's not going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. Even if it is on Netflix, and even if it is on a cable channel that allows that kind of thing, and even if it is an artist who is known for her overt displays of humorous, and I underline the word humorous, sexuality, I don't think that something that it's just grotesque, you know.
Well, oh, really?
No, I mean for a TV show that's a talk show and a mainstream artist.
I think it's very funny, and I think you would get some arguments from people in Netflix. Netflix is a very, very forward-thinking, and I would say, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? They are...
Well, they're very avant-garde.
No, that's not. They're very forward-thinking.
Well, they're iconoclastic.
Yeah, I was going to use that word.
No. They're very...
They're different.
No.
What's the word you want?
I can't find it. Forget it. I don't know the word. They're very... Just fill in the blank, okay?
They're rotten.
All right, if you want to use that word, that wasn't the word I was looking for.
I just want to move this along, so they're very rotten.
All right, Netflix, this is not the word I mean to use, Netflix, if you're listening, but Netflix is very rotten, and so they try different things. And having Chelsea Handler come out and say, good evening, I'm Chelsea Handler, pulls her pants down and bends over and spreads the cheeks of her ass for about, say, a full minute, with absolute silence from the audience.
Get out of here, man. It's not going to happen.
Phil, I'm tough.
Get out of here. It's not going to happen. Okay? But you know what? I'll give you the job. You'll be the man to review the Chelsea Handler Show throughout the season, okay?
All right. And you don't mind me writing in and suggesting certain things for her to do.
Yeah, you do that, man. And you make sure that you sign, you know, your name, freelance reporter for the Phil Hendry Show, so they'll know what turd of a show all your ideas came from.
Well, I can tell you, Phil.
Look, Don, whatever your name is.
My name is Don Mixa. God.
Don Mixa. That idea that you've got, what you think the show's going to be, report on what it is, not what you think it'll be.
Even though I know Jerry Clutterbuck.
Even though you know who?
Jerry Clutterbuck, who's the producer.
Well, that's about the third different name that you've given us for producers.
I'm not aware that I... All right. But it was Jerry's idea that she bend her, you know, that she bend her pants over and that she spreads her underwear. I forget how I said that.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Don, and we'll be talking to you.
All right.
Don Mixa, folks. Well, they're, most of these guys, you know, especially these cultural reporters, shouldn't have opinions.
Yeah, they're supposed to just report on what is happening, not what they think is happening.
By the way, speaking of, what happened to Doug Danger?
Doug Danger, people ask me that. Doug Danger is so busy these days. He's moved well past the Orange County Courier. My understanding is Doug's no longer at the Courier.
What?
Well, that's a big one. Yeah, I think Doug has moved on. He's blogging. I'm still going to have him on the show, but he's gotten so busy of late that we haven't really been able to get him on, right, bud?
But I did try to call him, and his answer, she said, yeah, hello, Doug Danger, a gay man, gay journalist. And I go, yeah, it's Bud Dickman. And then I hear, like, it doesn't even give you time.
Oh, yeah, they don't give you enough time anymore.
Well, what do they do? Well, I called up, I go, yeah. He goes, hi, this is Doug Danger, gay man, a gay journalist. I can't get back to your phone now. Or not, I can't get back to your phone, but this is Doug Danger.
All right, you don't have to tell us what it is.
Bud, he just says, this is Doug Danger, a gay man, gay journalist. I can't pick up the phone right now, but if you leave a message, then I will pick, you know, the phone up or whatever. And I go, hi, Doug, and it goes beep, just like that.
Oh, well, there's something wrong with the machine.
Yeah, they're not giving you enough time?
Yeah.
And by the way, who uses a machine anymore, you know?
Phil, you should have seen Phil Hendry, ladies and gentlemen. He's like, you just smelled sass.
Well, I mean, who does?
I do.
Well, he didn't mean to offend you.
Margaret, I'm sorry.
Never mind.
Wow.
Margaret, I'm sorry. I didn't know that,
If you think using an answering machine is the same thing as sticking your nose up a goat's ass, Phil, have at it.
I don't. Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Be right back.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Whee!
All right. You know, I was talking to my crew here early about North Korea, that movie that I saw, which is really a trip. It's called Crossing the Line.
This is the one about the guy that defected.
Yeah, this was an American soldier in the 60s who defected to North Korea. And he did it by leaving his post there on the south side of the border, or the southern part of the demilitarized and the no man's land, really, is what it is, between the border of South Korea, or the wire, the fence of South Korea, and the wire of North Korea. And this soldier walked off his post and walked across, General, this no man's land, right?
Well, yeah, and those generally are very well mined, anti-personnel mines. They've got everything sighted in, and the machine guns, all of the guards, and of course you're mirroring another guard on the other side of the fence line. So it is an extremely dangerous area, and they are trained to shoot first and ask questions later.
What do you mean?
What I mean is you shoot first, and then you ask questions.
Well, that guy's going to be dead.
The guy's not going to be dead.
Bud.
Wait. Let me tell you something. If you're messing with me...
I'm not. You said shoot first, ask question later. How the guy going to do that?
Because, Bud, the man is not...
The guy, Bud, here...
I'll do it. Dickman, if you're screwing with me...
No.
You shoot first, then you... All right, so I shoot. Let's say I wound the guy.
But if you kill him...
Well, then I can't ask questions, can I?
Bud, it's a figure...
No, I've got it. Can I?
No, if he's dead, no.
Hey, let's say... Now, let's say I shoot first, and I wing him. And I don't kill him.
Yeah, but are you not a bad shot then? If you're in the Army, in the military of America, and you're on to South Korea, okay, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at a guy I want to hurt bad.
Oh, I told you. Whoa. Bud, it's a figure of speech. It's a phrase. You don't shoot first, ask questions later, is a way of saying, we're going to shoot you, okay?
No, I don't really want to ask questions.
No, man, not to kill you, man.
Well, then why did...
They say it, man, because it's a way of emphasizing the fact, hey, we're not going to ask you any questions. We're going to shoot you first. Maybe they'll ask questions later if they're a bad shot.
Yeah, you're expected, when you fire off that first round, by God, you better be on target. So I don't want to ask questions later, even though I'm telling him that I do. I'm going to shoot first and ask questions later. Really? Well, I guess then I'll answer your... Well, no, not really, because I... Oh, God.
General, look at him. He's starting to cry.
I'm sorry, General.
I'm not crying. I'm trying to keep from committing homicide. I'm trying to save me from a homicide charge.
All right, so... That film that I'm talking about was the story of this guy that defected to North Korea and has been there since the early 60s. He's now a very elderly man, and his story is bizarre. He's a guy that left the U.S. Army. Well, he's a guy that deserted after coming to Korea from the States. He went back to the States, I think, for maybe some kind of R&R, and found out that his wife had been cheating on him. And essentially just decided there was nothing left for him in America. He went back to his unit in South Korea, was on this patrol or guard duty or whatever on the southern part of this no man's land, and then one night walked across this no man's land.
Yeah, and then he went to the North Korean side and presented himself as a defector, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Presented himself as a defector. And then the story gets really weird. He is, I guess what happens to you when the North Koreans... You know, when you defect, they will, you know, sort of put you through a probationary period, but they don't quite believe you. Is this guy a spy? Is this guy been planted? You know, it's just exactly what are you about, pal? And after a while, I think they came to believe this guy, and they also had other Americans, believe it or not, that had defected.
Well, I guess he's defecting anyway.
Man, that was the time a lot of guys defected in the Cold War.
Yeah, it wasn't during the Korean War. It was after the Korean War. It was during this tough Cold War period between the two powers. And anyway... he wound up being like an enforcer for the North Koreans with the other Americans. He wound up beating up one of the Americans.
Wait, beating up a guy on his own side?
Yeah, they beat him up. And then, well, that guy came back, didn't he?
The guy that got beat up, I think, came back. But there were a couple of guys that passed on while still in North Korea. Very strange story. And it's a very, very strange country. Now we have this story of North Korea sentencing a U.S. tourist to 15 years in prison. 15 years in prison. Get a load of what this guy did. Apparently, he stole a propaganda banner that he wanted to give to a girlfriend. And the North Koreans didn't read it that way at all. They read it to mean that this guy was somehow engaged in espionage and was over in North Korea at the behest of the U.S. government.
Yes, and we've got Dave Oliva on the phone. Dave Oliva is going to be talking with us here about the enforcement methods of the North Koreans, which my understanding, Dave, is you are quite the admirer of that, right?
Well, I have to tell you, good evening, Mr. Henry. Good morning, Ms. Gray.
Yeah, good evening.
What do you mean, good evening, Mr. Henry? Good morning, Ms. Gray.
I'm sorry. Good day, Ms. Gray, and good... I'm sorry,
Just say hello.
Hello. I was listening to a song. I'm sorry to tell you, Mr. Henry. I was listening to a song that goes, "Good morning, little squirrel. Good morning, little squirrel girl. Good morning, little squirrel girl.
Good morning, little school girl."
Yeah, not squirrel girl.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, little school girl. And it got me,
Oh, I know that song. It's an old blues song. Good morning, little school girl. Doo-doo. Good morning, little school. That one?
Yeah, but it's like more blues. You know, it's not quite... The way you do it.
Well, I was not... I can sing the blues. Don't worry about it.
All right, well, it's way... I guess I'm going to say it's better than the way you were singing it right there.
Is that right?
Let's not get, you know, into critiquing people's voices. So that's what hung you up?
Yeah, when I said good morning to the schoolgirl, that's why I got hung up about that. I'm very, very sorry, Mr. Henry.
Okay. Dave Oliva, go ahead, Margaret.
Dave Oliva is with us, and... But the song, Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl... Little Schoolgirl...
I thought that was Schoolgirl.
No, it's not good morning.
I'll do it, Phil. It's not good morning, little scroll girl. She's not some little girl walking around with some kind of a tray with scrolls on it. You understand?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, God.
Yeah, it's not Scroll Girl, it's School Girl.
Okay, I'm so very sorry.
Now, Dave, you're talking about this man that was arrested by the North Koreans. Give us a little background, please.
Oh, well, North Korea, Ms. Gray, and everybody, their highest court sentenced this American. His name is Otto Warmbier, 21 years of age, from the University of Virginia. He was convicted and sentenced to, let's see, I think he was sentenced to hard labor for 15 years for subversion. And that is after he had confessed that he tried to steal his propaganda banner. The tensions, as you know, are running pretty high, Mr. Henry, between the United States of America and North Korea. And so a lot of people think that while these sentences are given out to appear to be serious, they're like really not, because it's just North Korea messing with us and everything, you know.
So the guy's not really going to be there for 15 years?
No, not that anybody wants to think, but you don't know.
Right, because the tensions between the United States and North Korea are such that it could very well be 15 years, right?
Yeah, and you know, this brings me to another point, and really to the point that I wanted to be brought to, and the point that I want to bring you to. You know, North Korea, I mean, I'm not saying that I appreciate that I would agree with the way North Korea does the things they do, but you gotta hand it to them. It's like, hey, what did you do? Oh, I stole a banner. Okay, guess what, man? You're going to go to prison, and we're going to put you at hard labor. And
but isn't that a little unjust?
No, not when you're talking about the North Korea. They know what's best for their society. They feel that they have been encircled and surrounded by the United States of America and the allies that we have, you know, including South Korea. And they're very, you know, wary of America and everything. And so they, you know, like you were saying, they kick ass and take names, Mr. Henry. They kick ass and take names.
All right, we're talking here with Dave Oliva. Dave is a aspiring police officer, wants to be a member of the LAPD. He's taking criminal justice now at L.A. Canyon College, about Otto Warmbier, 21 years of age. He was arrested for stealing a propaganda banner. What did he say he wanted to do with this thing?
Well, he said he wanted to bring it back to America and give it to some girlfriend. And I think that young lady, whoever she is going to think long and hard about what this man has now been put through, because, let's face it, because he wanted to get next to her or whatever. And so he steals this banner, and now he's going to be in jail? Because, I would have to say...
Look, you don't know that's why he did it.
Well, I mean, I why would he do it if you don't want to impress a woman?
Well, let's not start talking about this girl is responsible for it, though.
Yes, I don't know that you can say that, although I do sort of understand what Dave is saying in a way.
Yeah, I mean, that lady said, yeah, get me a banner and then maybe you can do it, you know?
Well, I don't think she put it that way.
Well, you don't know, but that guy is now going to be in a North Korean prison. I mean, eating whatever rat meat and everything because he wanted to get next to it, and he got her a propaganda banner, and now the guy's like going to rot? I don't know about that.
Well, we don't know that the young man is going to rot, and we certainly don't know that the reason why he stole that banner was because he wanted to have the love and affection of this woman.
Well, I'm thinking more specifically about what you guys was talking about earlier about the Chelsea Handler. I think he wanted to get, the sex, and so he steals a banner, now he's going to rot, you know? I don't think it's fair, Mr. Herring.
You want to know something? If it isn't fair, this guy's got himself to blame for it. Okay?
No, that's wrong, man. 15 years.
Yeah, you can't put a guy in prison for that.
Maybe not, but that's what the North Koreans are doing. And if you go to a country like North Korea, man, and you're screwing around over there, what's this guy thinking?
Well, look at Phil. We live in a free society, and a young man goes to another country, and he's lived a free life, and he says, well, look at that banner. I think I'll get that, and maybe I'll get...
Talk about poontang, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to say poontang.
Would you mind, please?
I'm sorry, but that's really what we're talking about.
All right, so he says, if I steal that banner, I'll get a little, I'll get some on the side.
You know what, I've had to.
All right, Margaret, just sit down.
God almighty.
Well, all right, let's say it's got nothing to do with that. He just steals the banner. Now he's rotting like an animal in a prison cell because he trusted the North Korean society.
I don't think any thinking human being can trust the North Korean government or society to do anything other than the darkest, most evil thing.
Yeah, Mr. Ernest, and that's a very, very, very good way of putting it. I think the North Korean government, you know, I just do, man. And to put a guy in prison for stealing a banner because, let's say, it has nothing to do with getting poontang or anything. And
I can't hear you, man.
I'm sorry. Let's say it's got nothing to do.
Back off the phone.
Well, let's say it's got nothing to do with getting the, you know, poontang.
Getting poontang. Would you stop? Would you guys knock it off with the poontang?
All right, but let's say it's got nothing to do with that. And the guy's just stealing the banner. Why? Because he wants to go to prison? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, you know?
Yeah, think about that, Mr. Henry. Okay? Okay, Mr. Henry, think about that.
Okay, I'm thinking about it. Thanks very much, Dave. We got to go.
Well, I just...
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Whatever, man.
World Famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
I think that you don't...
Doug, that's me.